What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Treatment Room. I'm your host, Tessa Zolli. And in today's episode, I wanted to bring you kind of the culmination of a few things. I've been wanting to compile some sort of gift guide, also give you guys some recommendations for the winter season and getting through the colder months with your skin still glowing and intact. And also, a lot of these products I want to talk about are just products I've been loving throughout the year and that I truly put my stamp of approval on as the best of the best. And I've been getting requests for all these types of episodes. I've been getting requests for just Glymed or just its clinical products. So this will be a sort of master list of my favorites. And these are products that are clinically proven, best of the best, so effective, so efficient, but also just really enjoyable and lovely to use. And all of these products give me a feeling of self-care and like I'm doing something good for myself and my skin and just my overall wellness. And I think that's a great gift idea, by the way. If you are thinking about gifts, I think it's really 2020 and 2021 have been the years of self-care and really leaning into our time with ourselves. And, you know, the pampering around the holidays, I think, is so appreciated. And these are the types of products that your loved ones are just going to be obsessed with, use every day, and think of you and feel like they're really nourishing themselves with. So I love these products. They're products I use on the regular that I would stake my name on and that I recommend to my clients. So I think you guys are really gonna love them. And I was really picky. It was hard to whittle down because I work with so many products, but these are some of my absolute faves. And I will link how to purchase them below. And I so appreciate your guys' support. It really means a lot when you do support me through my links. It doesn't go unnoticed, and I just really appreciate it. And I do think it's really, really kind if an influencer or somebody is educating about a product, you learn about it and you want to buy it. If you can shop through the influencer versus a big store, I think it's really important to do, and especially during the holidays, it really means a lot, especially to small businesses. And I have to say, I didn't think I was going to be able to put out an episode every week of this year, but I made it happen because I really, really just wanted to do it for you guys. I know you get some value out of it, even if it just, you know, spices up your week a little bit or like gives you something to look forward to. 5%, that means something to me, and I just want to give whatever I can. So most podcasts have teams, they have producers, they have editing teams, they have, you know, the actual talent recording. It's really just me, and I don't mean to pat myself on the back, but I am really proud that I was able to continue with this podcast and do it by myself, and I really look forward to it too. But the whole podcast is done by me. I don't have any help. I don't have any funding behind it except for, you know, what comes out of my own pocket. So if you guys like any of the products mentioned in this episode, all of that to say, you will be able to shop them below. All right. Okay. I'm so excited. Let's get into it. And I want to start with one of my favorite products to come out of 2021. This is actually my newest launch and the newest product I have been retailing. If you haven't seen me obsessing about it over Instagram, it is the Is Clinical Active Peel Pads. So To me, this is like the perfect form of winter exfoliation because you're gonna get the controlled exfoliation of the AHAs and BHAs. And we know from clinical research, AHAs and BHAs are amazing all on their own, but when combined, they're even more effective. They boost each other and they're actually going to reach different levels within the skin. So we're going to get a lot out of that. It's the perfect winter exfoliation because you're also getting a ton of hydration in this product, and it's going to help bind moisture to the skin even after the treatment. So I know there are a lot of peel pads on the market, and I used to, I'd say I've dabbled in them all. I actually would say I really compromised my barrier with one brand, and I won't name any names, but it was the type of product I used, and it was so satisfying, and I followed the directions and used as instructed, which I believe they advise to use it every day, and this is how I completely compromised my skin barrier. I was struggling with acne at the time, and I did the classic mistake of trying to scrub my acne away with the harshest thing possible, and it felt great in the short term, but because of the added fragrance and some of the harsh alcohols in the product, it ended up doing more harm than good, and eventually my face started to sting, and I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that experience with the peel pad. And the is clinical version, it came out in 2021, so not the first on the scene, but I gotta say, really the best peel pad I've ever tried. The cloth itself is larger than your typical peel pad. So for me, I love that because after I do my face and neck, I can address my hands. And I also love this product for back knee. So I love to work out. I'm in a sports bra all the time. So I'll just use the remainder of step one and really just work it in to my back where my sports bra gives me that acne mechanica, and it is a lifesaver. So this is a two-step system. I think people love peel pads because they're so efficient, they're so effective, it's not messy, it doesn't take a lot of time, and I feel like you get a lot of bang for your buck. So I think these are great for whether you're the most minimalistic person who literally just wants to do two steps, it works for that type of person, and it works for a power user like me who's like, give me it all. I want all of the things. I want the best of the best, and it's just awesome. I also love this product because I feel like a lot of us SDs have a good chunk of clients that consider themselves sensitive, sensitized, or have rosacea, a skin condition where their barrier is compromised. And sometimes I think this group can feel a little bit overlooked in traditional treatments. And for me, I have offered Fire and Ice, which is my virtual is clinical facial. I've offered that for a while now, but I haven't been able to offer it to my more sensitive or rosacea clients because it can just be a little bit too stimulating, and it is designed to rev up the circulation, which for rosacea clients, that's not what we want. So I love the peel pads as a very gentle alternative for these more sensitive skin types, and they're going to get a lot out of it. So these peel pads can be used every other day, or they could even be used once or twice a week just to boost the treatment. And I just love this as an addition to my retail because I think a lot of my clients are already on a great home care system, but sometimes they just want a little bit more, or they want a little extra boost, or they're concerned with things like a little bit of a larger pore size around the nose or in the T-zone, or you know, they want something to give them an extra boost when they need it, maybe around the holidays or when they have a big event and they just want to look glowy, flawless, polished, and hydrated. And this is really the perfect winter exfoliation because not only are you getting the benefit of the AHA BHA peel, step two is so hydrating and rejuvenating. You're going to get the Extremazyme technology, which is clinical is famous for, and you're also going to get copper tripeptide one, which we love for just bolstering basically the building blocks for our collagen. And you really do feel so hydrated after this treatment. I didn't believe it in the training when they said, "You're so hydrated after the peel, you don't need serum or moisturizer." I'm somebody who always wants moisturizer, so I was like, couldn't be me. And then I did the treatment and I was just like, wow, I mean, my skin feels great. I did add moisturizer and that's fine, but you really don't need it. So I love this as an option for exfoliation in the winter when our skin can be a little bit more compromised, a little bit flaky, a little bit irritated. You can still use this system and you're going to get great benefits out of it. So whether you want to focus on skin tone, texture, smoothness, again, even just kind of making the skin more flawless before a makeup application. It's also going to reduce the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and pore size. Again, it's suitable for all skin types, and it's just phenomenal. I think, again, whether you're a minimalist, you like to do a couple steps, or you want to do it all, this is really a great addition and would be a great gift because it comes in a nice set and it's just such a luxurious product to use. It's also eco-friendly. It's made out of bamboo. The cloth is so soft and it's really a stark comparison between any peel pads out there. Also, if somebody, you know, hasn't cared for their skin all year long and they're wondering, should I be doing some sort of chemical peel? But I'm busy through the holidays. I don't know if I can get in for a treatment. This is a great thing to have at home for a little bit of rejuvenation and just refining all of those concerns we talked about. So we love a peel pad. They're so efficient, so effective. And yeah, one of my favorites for a little gift idea. Next on my list is the famous Warming Honey Cleanser. If you follow estheticians that carry Warming Honey, you've probably seen it. And yes, we are all obsessed. And okay, this is the product that to me is definitely gift material, but also that cozy product that I think everyone needs this product and should have for those nights you really want to dive into the self-care, and it feels like a cup of tea for your face. It literally warms on contact. It's so rich, and this is like the definition of a luxurious treatment. I can't think of a single take-home product that is as luxurious as Warming Honey Cleanser. It's made with pure raw honey, royal jelly, and propolis. So it's such an experience. It's very sensory. This product is going to help cleanse and also gently exfoliate the skin with enzymes. I'm obsessed with enzymes. They're incredible for all skin types. And if you're, you know, somebody shopping for a friend or a family member, or maybe you're just thinking about it's clinical for yourself and you're worried because a lot of exfoliants haven't worked for you, this is that go-to product. I do have clients, it's not a lot, but one or two out of 100 who just find they can't use typical exfoliants, they can't use anything abrasive. A lot of the chemical serums or peels or spa treatments are just too much for them, this is a great one to start with to make sure they're still getting exfoliation in their regular routine. And everybody does need exfoliation, even rosacea prone or sensitive skin types, because we want to buff away. And really with an enzyme, it's more digesting dead skin cells, just like a little Pac-Man, but we want to digest those dead skin cells so that your hydrating products can actually penetrate, because if those dead cells are just accumulating on the top layer of the skin, you're always going to feel dry. So a lot of times people think they can't exfoliate because they feel they're dry, but it's actually the opposite. We want to make sure to exfoliate so you can feel nice and hydrated and moisturized, and that's when you'll really start to see that glow and the benefits of your skincare routine. So some form of exfoliation is necessary for everyone. For me, I can definitely tolerate some good exfoliants. My skin has really done it all at this point, but this is one of my go-tos for my baths. So if you guys love taking baths, it's really important to know, especially in the winter time, we never want to leave our skin bare after cleansing our skin, because the second that our skin gets wet, we are exposed to transepidermal water loss or tulle. And so we always want to have something on our skin. So what I will do is before I get in my bath, I'll do a gentle cleanse. And then once I'm in the bath, I'll apply warming honey, and the little bit of steam from the bath even helps to further boost and activate those enzymes. So I'll leave this on my skin while I'm in the bath for 10 minutes or so. And it really just helps to refine the skin. And I also love this for balancing problematic skin types. So this could really be anything. It could be your acneic clients, even, that royal jelly and the honey is going to be antibacterial, and it's also going to be very healing and soothing. There are also papaya enzymes and green tea extracts in this product to help exfoliate and nourish the skin. And when I get out of the tub, my skin just feels velvety smooth. I know a lot of other Estes also love warming honey to do their first cleanse at night. So in their second cleanse, they'll use warming honey to just remove that superficial layer of impurities. I know a lot of Estes also love to use this in the morning. So it's really common in winter to wake up with skin that just feels dull, a little bit flaky, just you don't feel like your skin looks amazing. This will revive the glow. So I also love this for a morning cleanse as well. And you really can't go wrong with warming honey cleanser. It's such a special product. Anyone who tries this is going to be hooked. And again, it just gives you that cozy feeling like you're really going all in on the self-care. So I'm obsessed with it. The best way to use this product is to take a good dollop, and then you're just going to add like a few sprinkles of water. Massage it in your hands. You're going to get it warmed up and then just gently apply all over. And I like to let it sit, or you could just give yourself a little cleanse, a little facial massage for a couple minutes, or you can leave it on for a little bit longer while you're in the tub or while you do something else, while you have your conditioning hair mask in, something like that. Love this as a little stocking stuffer, or for a coworker, or for your girlfriend. Like this and a little Starbucks gift card would be such a sweet gift. It's also under $50, but just such a nice, luxurious treat. So I feel like if you were like last minute, I don't know what to get this person, this could go for literally anyone from your grandmother to your coworker to your girlfriend, whether you're dating or they're just a friend. Really cannot go wrong with this product. And again, such a nice, like, loving self-care item. Okay, moving on to Youth Body Serum. So this is a refreshing, lightweight serum I love that it comes as a mist because when you get out of the shower, it's like who has time to uncap something? This is just so easy. And I love the idea of a body serum. I think that's something a lot of people don't think about, but it's so important. What's the point of investing all of your money in your face or just from the neck up and ignoring the rest of our body? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So this serum is so beautiful, and it could stand alone without a moisturizer. It is so powerfully hydrating. You're going to get a lot of antioxidant protection, and it's great in the winter time because it helps to fight those environmental aggressors. If you are prone to a lot of itching or hives or just feeling really dry in the winter time and you kind of get activated, this is a beautiful soothing product. It has some of the purest forms of hyaluronic acid, potent antioxidants, it has vitamin B5, and it has those isclinical extremozymes. So it's gonna leave the skin really nourished and soft and fresh. I love this post bath or shower. It's also great post sun exposure. If you are going on any type of vacation, you're gonna be in the sun, hopefully you're protected, but because it has that aloe, it is great if you have been in the sun a little too much. Just don't tell me about that. It's also going to work to improve the signs of aging and support cellular health and actually your skin's metabolic efficiency. So that's super cool. And I love that isClinical is always on the cutting edge of skincare technology. And that's why their products can be more on the pricey side, because they are literally investing in this new technology that is proprietary. It's exclusive to them. This product also contains blue microalgae, watermelon extract, holy herb, and licorice root. So it just feels so soothing and refreshing on dry skin. It smells incredible. And it's just a beautiful product. I keep saying this could be a gift, but this one could also be a really nice gift. Because I think sometimes we don't think about investing in a body serum for ourselves first, but how nice would it be to get that for the holidays? I mean, I would personally love that. I've been getting the question, what do I do for body care often? And this product fits right in that routine. I've been trying to dry brush when I can remember, which I don't always, but I try to do it a couple times a week. Then I'll take my bath or my shower, and then it's so easy to just spray this one all over. Even if your hands are wet, I spray it all over from pretty much my chest down to my legs, and I will massage that in, and then I'll follow with a moisturizer. I've been liking the Glymed CBD massage cream, or sometimes I'll use the Amlactin body moisturizer, which I love for my KP. But I always start the routine with the Youth Body Serum. And again, I think it's just so important we don't neglect these areas of the body, especially because, you know, it may not be something that bothers you now or you feel like really needs to be treated now, but you want to protect your skin all of your life and you want to keep it strong and sturdy and healthy. So that's something I think is important to put a spotlight on. And as Estes as well, not just educating about treating the skin, but also educating about the skin on our bodies. Okay, moving on to one of my all-time favorite moisturizers, and I have to say, this is that moisturizer. Like, she's that girl. I'm always shocked because I know I love this product, but sometimes you kind of think, like, a moisturizer is a moisturizer. Like, how much feedback are you really going to get about it? For some reason, the consistency of this product really amazes all of my clients, and it's just never failed me. It's also such a beautiful, happy medium between hydrating enough, but not overly occlusive, and all of Isclinical's products are non-comedogenic, but you don't have to worry about this breaking somebody out. I really like to recommend it. I mean, it can work for anybody, but I also love it for acneic clients who aren't scared of moisturizer. And actually, you'll find a lot of acneic clients can experience tightness or dehydration. So a lot of them want more of a feeling of hydration. This is going to give it to them. They're going to get pharmaceutical grade botanicals, peptides, and powerful antioxidants. This product also has Isclinical's famous Extremazyme technology, which I've talked about in some of the other products, but this is incredible technology because it has been clinically proven to help prevent and repair DNA damage. So this is pretty incredible because it's actually alternating what goes on in our genetics. And if you know anything about epigenetics, these are factors that are occurring in our lifestyle, such as, I mean, it's pretty crazy, but even things like, of course, our nutrition, our stress levels, even how connected we feel to our community or a lack of those factors, those are considered factors of epigenetics that actually advance our aging. So something like reparative moisture emulsion is going to counter signs of advanced aging and again help to repair that DNA damage. So pretty incredible. This is not just a superficial product, and this is why I love Isclinical, because it's truly working beyond the surface layer, and it's more than just another moisturizer or another enzyme mask. It's really working to remove some of that deeper damage. So this is a rich and luxurious hydrating complex. It helps keep your skin healthy, smooth, and protected. Also helps to reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. And again, I feel like the selling point of this product is just the incredible consistency. If you need a new moisturizer, definitely recommend you try this one. People always say, I just feel like it's really penetrating, it's really working, and I feel hydrated beyond something just sitting on the surface layer of my skin. This product was also made in conjunction with leading makeup artists. So if you have a friend or you yourself, or you have a loved one who's really into makeup, obsessed with makeup, this is gonna be their new ride or die product because it is excellent prep for makeup. It functions as a primer, but also like one of the best moisturizers out there. It's great for all skin types, including oily and sensitive skin. So if you've been on the fence about moisturizers, you're not sure if it's going to be too clogging, but you also want it to provide enough hydration, this is such a winner. And I've literally never had somebody complain about this product. Actually, everybody who tries it reports back immediately and they're like, what is in this? It feels like silk. So gotta love reparative moisture emulsion. Okay, moving on to one of my recent favorites, the Lip Duo from Isclinical. This is the last Isclinical product, and then we'll move on to more. Sorry if this list gets a little long. This was hard enough for me to condense. There's just so many amazing things I need to shout about from the rooftops. Okay, so I had never really treated my lips until this past year. And it was also this past year that I've started to notice little fine lines on my lips. And I think it has to do with mostly being such a beverage lover. And I am always drinking out of straws. The best thing to do, if this is you, or you drink a lot of coffee, you drink a lot of smoothies or water with a straw, try to sip out the side of your mouth. But it's okay. Like, lines happen. It's part of life and there's nothing wrong with them. But I think I noticed this year it was starting to bother me just a little bit, normal insecurity. I had also never really embraced SPF on my lips, so that's something I also really encourage. Lip Duo is a lip treatment. So it comes with two products. The first is the lip polish, and this is a gentle and very effective scrub. It contains vitamin C and vitamin E, and it's blended with botanical butters. This product actually tastes so good, and it's going to, of course, exfoliate and help to smooth and hydrate the lips. And my lips honestly have never looked better because of this little duo. So I actually keep the lip scrub in my shower, and I'll typically use it every other day. And I think especially in the winter time, we can start to notice dryness, experience a little bit of cracking. And I think a lot of us are piling on lip balms, and I love a good lip balm, love a good lip mask, but just like our face, we need to exfoliate our lips in order to really benefit from that hydration. And with a lot of lip balms, you're just getting the occlusive layer, so something like petroleum that's going to lock in the hydration. But if we're not using beneficial ingredients underneath, we're not really locking in anything. And it's definitely important to buff away those dead skin cells that build up on our lips, especially because they're exposed to wind, heaters, we're eating, drinking, hot foods, etc. Our lips go through a lot. So we want to care for them too. And this is an area of my face I definitely didn't pay attention to. And it was like I spent all of my 20s caring for my face and, you know, obsessing over skincare, but I didn't think about the body. I didn't think about lips, even eyelids. So even my neck, a lot of those areas can get neglected. So the lip polish is a must. You're gonna love it, and you're getting great exfoliation along with conditioning and a good antioxidant boost and protection. Okay, so this comes as a set the way I retail it. I'm gonna say it again, another great gift idea. This would be a very cute stocking stuffer, and I can't think of any, especially female guys too, but I think females especially, there's been a big, I'd say, like trend or focus on lips in the past couple years. I think any female especially would love to get this product. Okay, the second item that comes in the little set is Youth Lip Elixir. This is a highly moisturizing elixir, and it's going to help visibly smooth and hydrate while softening and plumping the overall appearance of lips. By the way, guys, I've been thinking about lip filler for the past year. I'm kind of sitting in it, and it's not something that bothers me so much. I just kind of think it'd be fun to have more of a plumpness, but I'm kind of sitting with this feeling because I noticed I never felt like this until I started seeing more women on social media with lip filler, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I'm actually a very pro treatment person. If something bothers you, I don't think it's worth the mental space. So I'm very pro, do whatever makes you happy. And there could be a point where I take the plunge and go for the lip filler, but I just don't want to do it because my brain has been perceiving fuller lips as normal, if that makes sense. I don't want to get it just because I'm seeing everybody else get it, because we do know trends come and go. And although it's not permanent, I'm kind of still on the fence. And I have a really great dermatologist, by the way. She always says, if you have that iffy feeling, the injectable is not going to settle right because your body is going to be fighting it. So she won't even do it until I'm totally comfortable. Okay, that was a complete tangent. But in the interim, I have just been focusing on treating my lips and trying to just care for them the overall health and appearance of them. So I have really been loving Youth Elixir, and this is a clinically proven product. Lots of antioxidants, hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, which is great for a collagen boost, vitamin E, vitamin B5. You're also going to get shea and cocoa butter. And of course, the Extremozyme technology from Is Clinical, which we love. So you get a lot of protection against environmental aggressors while working on the signs of aging. And again, our lips go through a lot, so we do want to care for them and boost them and treat them just like you would apply a serum to your face and now to your body and now to your lips. So serum for everywhere is my motto, apparently. Lots of benefits. Mainly you're going to get plumping and smoothing. It also helps to redefine the lip contour, or the vermilion border, if you've heard about that. And you're gonna get immediate and long-term improvements. And I have to say, with this combination, it's been really satisfying. I love the idea of kind of doing an extra step for myself, but I also really love the results. And now I'd say I am more satisfied with the appearance of my lips now, and I don't feel like I necessarily need the lip filler, maybe one day, but for now, I'm really loving the idea of treating them. Okay, moving on down the list to lash food. Okay, if you guys haven't heard of my story about lash and brow serums or enhancers, I'm also going to tell this on Instagram. I've been trying to gather some photos and put together more of a story. I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, because I know a lot of professionals in the industry sell lash serums, and I don't want to knock anyone's, I don't want to knock anyone's business. But at the same time, I had a truly horrendous experience with lash serums. And I know for most people out there, they don't know that they can cause any kind of problem. So at the same time, I want to bring more awareness to it. And I think professionals should have more awareness about how damaging conventional lash serums can be. So I was about 24 when I started using lash serums. I saw my favorite YouTubers and influencers using a lash serum, and although I already have very long lashes naturally, I thought, like a lot of women, who wouldn't want longer, fuller lashes? Of course, like, why wouldn't I do the most? And that's the kind of person I am. I love the beauty space. I love anything new and exciting, or even just when lash serums started coming out, I was really intrigued by the idea. I had no idea that something called a prostaglandin analog is typically used in conventional lash serums. What this does is basically mimics your hormones. It is a drug, and it is used to alter the growth cycle of your lashes. That's what makes them, they're always in a growth cycle because of the lash serum, which is what gives you the great result, but can come with some heavy consequences of darkness or a hollowness around the eye and more exacerbated fine lines and wrinkles. It can also change the color of your eye and cause irritation, all these things. And I experienced each one of these side effects. I didn't even realize it because it was happening so gradually. And a lot of the damage has been repaired by great skincare. But when I look back at photos of myself, I'm shocked at how dark and hollow the area looked. And it didn't even faze me at the time because I was used to seeing myself every day. But I looked exhausted. I looked older than I do now. I looked older at 24 than I do at going on 31 because of how the lash serum was affecting and damaging my eye area. And this might be an unpopular opinion, but I really believe lash serums are one of the dirtiest, and I don't say that in the sense of non-toxic and clean in the sense of greenwashing, truly one of the dirtiest secrets within our industry. I think as beauty professionals, we take on the oath, do no harm to anyone and basically protect your clients at all costs. It doesn't make sense to me to retail a product, and I'm sorry if somebody disagrees, but it doesn't make sense to retail preventative aging products and products that are intended to boost the health of the skin. Doesn't make sense to me to sell that alongside lash serums because of the consequences. And no, not everyone experiences the consequences, but I'm willing to bet it's a lot more common than these products have led us to believe. I actually did a TikTok talking about this, and it was shocking the number of comments of people saying, I'm having issues with my eyes, my eye area, I'm irritated, I have dark circles, I'm noticing more fine lines. Is this permanent? What can I do? And I'm with you. I wish I could go back in time and stop myself from using that product because it was really damaging, and I don't mess around with the eye area. So to me, it's problematic. And I didn't know until I actually went into my dermatologist, same one that won't let me get lip filler. And she asked if I was using one of these lash serums. And I said, yes. I thought she was going to compliment my long lashes. And she said, I can see the damage it's doing to your eye area. And that was kind of like sobering to me at the time. And then once I saw it, I really saw it. And ever since, I've been committed to restoring the health of my eye area. All of that long-winded story to say, I'm not a fan of the hormone-mimicking lash serums. And it's hard to tell you the specific ingredient to look out for because prostaglandin analogs can come in so many forms. But there is a good chance if you're using a mainstream brand like Latisse, that it contains the prostaglandin analog. And the best way to know actually is your product will probably come with a legal disclosure that they have to include that. And most people throw it away or don't notice it. But if you look inside your box of Latisse, there's a long list of warnings. So it's not just me saying this, these companies have to disclose. And I think it's downplayed, but I've seen firsthand the damage lash serums can do. And I personally think it's not the most responsible thing to retail them as professionals within skin health. And I hope that doesn't hurt anyone's feelings, but that's how I genuinely feel. There are safe ways to apply lash serums, safer ways, which would be over mascara. Is how my derm recommended they be used. She still uses it. She says it's okay over mascara, but that's how it needs to be used. I don't think most people use Latisse that way. I think they use it, you know, in the beginning of their skincare routine or at the end of it, and that way it can touch your skin and be very damaging. Enter lash food. I'm so sorry. I kind of used a scare tactic, but this is just the reality of the industry. I was being asked by clients for the longest time what lash serum I recommend. And I haven't been able to recommend anything because there have been quote unquote natural products that aren't proven, or there are proven damaging products. So lash food is a newer lash serum, and they also make eyebrow growth products. They're a newer brand, and they create a natural, safe, natural as in plant-based, by the way, safe, effective, and non-prescription, drug-free, irritant-free alternative to traditional lash serums. Provides incredible results. I will say it takes a little bit of time. You got to be patient, but I think that's how it goes with a lot of these products. It took about 6 weeks for me. but no downside, no side effect. The product is EcoCert certified, dermatologist tested and approved, and vegan. Made without the prostaglandin analogs, silicone, synthetic fragrances, dyes, mineral oils, GMOs, formaldehyde. Kind of crazy they even have to say that. And it is organic, gluten-free, and sulfate-free. That was a mouthful, but I'm really obsessed with Lash Food. They get it. Their products are so chic, so beautiful. You've probably seen a lot of cool influencers promoting them. I really think they're doing it right, and I think this was such a space that needed to be interrupted. And last thing I'll say is that during the pandemic, I was really struggling with Hashimoto's, which is a thyroid condition. And if anybody's familiar with Hashimoto's, it's very common, and we can actually lose the tail of our eyebrows because of it, which is sad. And my incredible dermatologist, again, shout out to Dr. Austin on Post Street. She pointed out when I went in to see her for Botox, she pointed out that my eyebrow was missing. And again, it was something I kind of noticed, but I didn't think anything of it. And she encouraged me to go get my thyroid tested. That's when I realized it was very much off, and I was sad, and I wanted to grow my eyebrow back. And at the same time, Lash Food reached out to me, gave me a discount code, and gifted me some free products. So ever since then, I've been so grateful. My eyebrows are back to normal, and I'm obsessed with Lash Food. So I will also link that one below, and unnecessary at this point, but also a great little gift guide. And if somebody you know or you yourself are using a lash serum or brow serum and noticing some of these effects, or you're nervous about it, consider Lash Food, or consider gifting that person in your life a little Lash Food serum, and they will not look back. Not even gonna lie, we're back from a little chip and sparkling water break, but we're back, and I want to talk to you guys about Scene shampoo and conditioner, more specifically their deep conditioning mask. So Scene has come into my life and my clients' life this year. One of the reasons I'm most thankful for them is one of my biggest concerns when it comes to my skin is my forehead, and specifically my pore size on my forehead. I think a lot of people would say it doesn't seem like my pores are necessarily large, but I notice it, and it's an area where I'm prone to a bumpy texture that honestly does bother me, and a lot of closed comedones. I also love to wear hats to protect my skin, and I'm a big workout person. Both of these things can contribute to more forehead breakouts because we're sweating more, producing more oil in our T-zone, plus the friction of the hat. It's just not good, you guys. Enclosed comedones are tricky. You basically need to get them extracted because most forms of exfoliation, as great as it is, and even retinoids, as potent as they are, most of them don't have much of an effect on closed comedones. That's just what I've noticed myself. And with my clients, you really need the pressure of a good extraction to get it out, because you have that congestion covered by a layer of hardened cells, and it's typically a little bit deeper than, you know, your average blackhead or whitehead. So closed comedones can be tricky. And I realized this year, the third trigger on top of hats, exercise, producing more oil, is my hair care. So I have fine hair. It's easily damaged. I color my hair, so I'm a lover of like all things emollient hair care. I love my conditioning masks. I even will apply, or used to apply, a lot of hair care to my like the top of my hair and kind of my scalp area, which I'm sure a lot of people are cringing and thinking like, Tess, why would you do that? It's a known fact not to do that. Well, you guys, it's because my hair is the driest at the ends, but also at the front of my hair where I highlight my hair. Typically, my hairdresser does the most color at the front, which is where they like to highlight and kind of frame the face. So this is where my hair gets the most damage. So I'm trying to treat that damage, and it used to be no problem for me, but as I've gotten older, it's become a problem and my forehead gets easily congested. I've also noticed more breakouts on my back because of the sports bra and just because of sweating, working out, that kind of thing, but also, again, hair care. I didn't realize the effect your hair care can have on your skin until, like, kind of it's too late and I'm dealing with the problem. A lot of fantastic hair care brands out there, but most of them are not concerned with how comedogenic their products are for your skin. And hair and skin have two very different structures. For hair, typically we need those oils and more emollient ingredients for the dry nature of the hair. Our skin is different, and the same things that can be very beneficial to hair can be very clogging for skincare. So it's difficult. I've tried looking through my products, identifying the comedogenic ingredients, but I gotta say this, you guys, ingredients and formulation are very different. So even though I know there's SDs who make recommendations based on ingredients and what seem to be acne safe, it's very hard to judge the overall formula and if it's safe for the skin just by going line by line with ingredients, because different ingredients can affect one another. And it's not only about the single ingredient, but how each ingredient can influence the other ingredients or perhaps encourage deeper penetration of these ingredients that can be clogging. All of this to say, I'm obsessed with Scene hair care. I recommend it to all my acneic clients or clients dealing with irritation because it is free of hidden irritants in the products, and it's also free of pore clogging ingredients. And I'm very picky with hair care products, again, because I have a more difficult hair type. It's very dry, very thin, very compromised. I love to highlight it, so I'm picky about my hair care, and Scene really lived up to the challenge. I expected it to be safe for my skin, but I didn't know if I was going to be like truly obsessed and if it would replace my other hair care, but I am truly impressed. It's beautiful stuff. I'm really honestly impressed. One of my favorite shampoos of all time, and the deep conditioning mask is gorgeous. I put this on when I'm taking my little bath, have my little self-care moment, and work on my color treated hair. But just so impressed, and Scene is something, again, I recommend for my clients, especially those who are dealing with breakouts on their forehead, their back, their chest, or the sides of the face. I think a lot of times we don't realize that we're almost washing our face with our hair care sometimes. And even if you try to tilt your hair back, there's a good chance those hair care products are making their way onto your skin. And the skin on your face is especially sensitive to ingredients, especially if they're designed for the hair. So it's something to think about. And if you too are struggling with closed comedones on the forehead or a bumpy texture, really good idea to take a look at your hair care. And we love Scene. On to the next, one of my all-time faves, Cell Protection Balm. This is an all-purpose balm, but it also contains lots of soothing botanicals. So it's like a very upgraded Aquaphor. I love Cell Balm all winter long, but especially lately because I just had microneedling done. And with microneedling, the first couple days, you're a little bit red, a little bit bloody, a little bit bruised. And then a few days later, you start to shed like a little snake. And it's funny because I need some cell balm this very moment because I just noticed a little flake on my keyboard. So cute. But cell balm is like that insurance for any post-procedure skin. It's that emergency kit item you want to have if you're traveling this season or you live somewhere very cold. Even me, I live in California right now. It's sunny and 70 degrees, but there's still less moisture in the air. So if I need cell balm, I know people in other parts of the country need cell balm. I just got it for one of my clients who is in London right now, and she DM'd me on Instagram and said, "Thank you so much. I'm so glad I grabbed cell balm before I went on my trip. It's been saving my life in London." But honestly, whether you have healing skin, dry or itchy skin, chapped lips, kind of rough cuticles, or skin irritation, rashes, scrapes, insect bites, or even small burns, this is like just dreamy. Oh God, it has the best consistency. Kind of hard to explain the magic of cell balm, so you just need it. It's not expensive. I believe it's around $30. You get a huge tube of it, so it will honestly last you forever. This is like a desert island item I would want to have in my purse at all times, by my bed, and in my bathroom. This is also a petroleum-based product, so it is non-comedogenic. If you're worried, is it going to be too occlusive? It's non-clogging. It is biologically inert, so that means it can't harbor bacteria, so unlikely to break you out. You want to make sure you apply this over a moisturizer or something that has hydration and water-binding ingredients to it, just so you can seal the deal and lock in that hydration. Next is another favorite, the CBD mask from Glymed Plus. To me, this reminds me of some sort of decadent dessert you would get at a high tea. That's what I always think of for some reason. This is my other favorite mask to use while I'm in the bath. Fun fact. So this is a luxurious deep hydration mask. It's fortified with CBD and microsilver. If you don't know about microsilver, it has a multitude of benefits, helps to support the skin's natural flora. So to me, I think of those clients who feel like their skin is very unpredictable. The wind blows, they wake up the next day and they're breaking out. They feel dry, they feel oily, they feel compromised. This is a great product to help normalize the flora and to also reduce bacteria on the skin. So I love it for acneic or rosacea skin types. It's also really going to aid in healing. So think your most sensitive or compromised client, they can use the CBD mask. They might feel a slight tingle when they put it on, but that should subside. This product also contains collagen, which helps to moisturize and plump and balance dehydrated skin. It's just such a lovely, lovely product to use. And I love the innovation of microsilver. You don't see it in a lot of products, but Glymed does use a medical grade microsilver. And I love this, again, for anyone struggling with unpredictable skin or barrier issues, which can really be a lot of things. But if you're feeling like your barrier is compromised, or you just want to protect your investment and all of the good, beautiful skincare you're already using, this is a great mask that really anybody can add in. You're going to get long-lasting antimicrobial properties. So I also love it if I've had a workout or I've been wearing a face mask. I love to throw this on and it just gives me assurance that things are going to stay predictable with my skin. I love this to increase hydration, It helps brighten, helps to reduce inflammation, which is huge in the world of correcting skin conditions. It's going to plump the skin, which everyone loves. And again, it's a very diverse product. It can work for aging concerns, acne, dryness, rosacea. So just an all around win-win. I apply this after cleansing. Again, I like to use it in the bath, and I'll bring in like my water, I'll have my juice, I'll have my Epsom salt, I'll have a podcast playing, I'll have a candle lit, and then I just apply the CBD mask to my face and neck and décolleté. I leave it on for about 15 minutes while I'm in the tub, and then just remove the mask with water, and I follow with my normal serums and moisturizer. Even if you're going to use something like retinol, you can. This is not an exfoliating mask, so it's not going to sensitize the skin in any way. Moving on to a cult classic, Glymed's CBD B3 Facial Mist. You've probably seen it all over Instagram. If you haven't tried it yet, what are you doing? This is one of my favorite products of the year. I will never live without it. So the CBD B3 Facial Mist, it's just so special. If I had to guess, I would guess it's Glymed's top-selling product. It's so effective. It treats such a range of conditions, and it's so lovely to use. And I'm just wired now, like after my shower, I need the CBD mist on my face. So this is a great product for aging concerns, for balancing the skin, for acneic skin, for evening out skin tone, minimizing pores, lifting, firming, and tightening. That's pretty much like every concern. So it's really incredible. I would say this mist is more of a toner meets a serum. I believe it's $83, so it's not necessarily a cheap item, but you do get a lot of benefits. And again, it's more designed to act like a serum, and you'll feel it sit on the skin. Like, it has a little bit of a weight to it where it does feel like a serum. It doesn't feel heavy, but you can tell it's doing something, which I think people appreciate. If you're looking for a more budget-friendly option mist just for some hydration, the Skin Recovery Mist is a little bit more affordable, but I would say it's not as advanced, and it's not intended to be as complex as the CBD mist. So the CBD mist contains niacinamide and coffee extract. It is designed to increase circulation and bring oxygen and nutrients to our skin cells. So for that reason, it can be a little bit stimulating, and I want to just put this out there because I think it's sometimes tricky when a huge audience range is listening to a podcast and we're talking about skincare. The people I'd say wouldn't be a candidate for it are those. It's tough because this product can be amazing on rosacea, but there are some rosacea clients or subtypes, and not all rosacea clients are treated the same, but sometimes this product can boost the circulation and blood flow a little too much, so it could feel too stimulating for some people, a very small percentage. But I have had, I'd say, two clients out of about 50 who've tried this who've said it was a little too stimulating for them. So I would always patch test. Something to know also is if you are pregnant or breastfeeding, you want to run the CBD skincare by your physician. Question that I think is worthy of addressing while we're talking about CBD: will it get you high? No. So CBD is a hemp-based ingredient, and this is different from the strain of marijuana that is cultivated for drug use or for that psychoactive reaction. So sorry, we're not gonna get any psychoactive reaction from the CBD mist, but just in case you are worried about that, there are no psychoactive compounds in the mist. Just thought I would shout that out in case anyone was nervous. The last GlyMed Plus product I want to recommend is the Beauty Oil. It comes in a gorgeous glass bottle with a really pretty silver top. It's just elegant to use, and I think it looks really pretty on a vanity or a bathroom countertop. Again, really nice gift idea, especially for a mom, somebody with more mature skin, or somebody with chronically dry skin. And I have to say, Tess recommending an oil doesn't happen super often. I actually hold the opinion, I think oils can be overprescribed. I personally don't believe they are efficient cleansers, and actually none of the retailers I use recommend or have an oil cleanser. I believe oil should be used very strategically because it can clog the skin, and I believe it needs to be used as the last step in the routine, not first. I know that's controversial, but it's my belief. It's what a lot of educators I admire believe as well, and the literature I've read supports that. So that's what I believe. Oil should be used last in the routine as a sealant. So just like cell balm, you want to apply this as the last step, as like a little sealant, a little topper over your moisturizer or hydrating products. And this is a beautiful product in winter for radiant, youthful skin, or for that glowy look even before makeup. It wears beautifully. I like this oil because it's lightweight and it's very fast acting and considered non-comedogenic, also packed with lots of antioxidants. It is proven to help reduce wrinkles and replenish critical lipids, especially if you live somewhere colder. This is a really nice one. And I think if you're waking up with dry patches or have chronically dry skin, you can have your pick between the beauty oil or the cell balm. To me, it's kind of like a texture. I know everybody is different in terms of texture and what you prefer, but both are really lovely options. This is also a nice multi-use product because it can be used on hands, scalp, cuticles, or even all over the body, which is how I like to use it, or I'll drop a couple drops in my bath water. So you can use this on areas besides the face, really anywhere you're noticing dryness. It's also a product that men can use. So the reason the beauty oil is a fantastic product for men is because when men shave, they actually remove some of their protective barrier and critical fluids, and this is why men can struggle with razor burn. So men can benefit from the beauty oil too. You can apply it up to twice daily, and that's recommended if somebody's really struggling with irritation and just really needs to repair their barrier. They're noticing frequent stinging. This is a good one to help build back that barrier function. Next, I have to mention my favorite detangler of all time. And I don't know if everybody listening uses detangler, but I think it's one of those things. If you need it, you really need it. And my hair is just so fine and tangly. When I get out of the shower, I really need detangler, and I've had trouble finding one I'm obsessed with over the years. And of course, the one I fall in love with is made by a medical grade skincare company, Neova. So Neova has come on the podcast before, and we talk about their technology, the future of sunscreen, a lot of interesting things. And I've been really excited to partner with them. We have a affiliate relationship, so I have a discount code for Neova products. I'll list below. I also have one for Lash Food and Scene, so I'll be sure to list all of that information in the show notes. But okay, this detangler is honestly amazing. I feel like a lot of detanglers leave me feeling greasy, or it just doesn't work well enough, and like I still can't brush through my hair. So this is a leave-in conditioning spray that uses Neova's triamino copper complex. This is their patented peptide blend of copper and amino acids. And I know about Neova through one of my mentors, Michelle, who actually doesn't have an affiliate relationship with Neova, but she always raved about them in SD school because of their copper technology. And ever since I heard about them, it's definitely like a brand for skincare nerds or like skincare professional nerds. They just have some really innovative technology, and I'm just so obsessed. So this detangler, you will not be disappointed. It contains nutrients that help the hair appear thicker and healthier. So it's great for scalp health as well as detangling your hair. And it's also safe for color treated hair. So obsessed, and use that every single day. I'll also use it not even after a shower, but just when my hair starts to feel a little bit dry. I notice that can happen in the winter time. The ends just feel a little bit lifeless, and I need a little something. That's when I use the Neova energy spray. Okay, last but not least, if you guys made it through this whole list, you're a real one. Last but not least, my CarePod humidifier. CarePod actually sent me one, and they sent one for my mom, which was so sweet. They're a small business, a small team, and I just really appreciate them, and their product is fantastic. I've bought so many humidifiers from Amazon that were just like cheapy, whatever. They all got gross and they didn't hold much water. So I felt like after an hour of use, the tank was out. And I found I didn't use it regularly because it was such a pain to fill up. So with CarePod, it's actually a stainless steel drum. So it's easy to clean out. You just take out the little stainless steel tub. I take that to the sink and I'll clean it out with soap and hot water. Then I will fill it with purified water from my Brita and just set it up. And now it's become part of my nighttime routine. I can't sleep without the CarePod. And I truly notice, and you will notice a difference if you're dealing with chronic dry skin issues. You'll notice a difference if you use it nightly, but I can't sleep without it. It's so soothing. So I like to do my skincare, then I'll come in my room, turn on the CarePod, and read my wellness book. And that's how I wind down. And the mist I find is just so soothing. I love the sound of it. It's like you can barely hear it, but it's like a little white noise. And I'm just obsessed with how relaxed it makes me feel. I'm also a chronic sickie. Like I'm always sick. I struggle with autoimmune problems. So I always have cold, flu, or allergy symptoms. And CarePod's amazing for that. It helps to hydrate the nasal passages to keep things flowing. And it also sterilizes 99.9% of bacteria. So I love the idea of having it in my home during cold and flu season, especially my room. And I also highly recommend, if you own a spa or a business, I definitely recommend having a CarePod there. These humidifiers are designed even for medical settings, so they're very legitimate and very helpful for immune support and killing that cold and flu causing bacteria. So definitely recommend having in your spa, and I think it's like a nice touch for your clients to feel like you're looking out for their safety, and it also just creates a vibe, and they're gonna notice more hydration in the air, which is what you want to give them after their facial. So if you were to have this in your lobby or at checkout, I feel like it's just a really nice touch, or even in the room. Highly, highly recommend. You'll get that added protection and all of the glowy skincare benefits. So I'm absolutely obsessed with CarePod, and I will also leave the discount code for the humidifier in the show notes. That concludes my little holiday gift guide / winter must-haves. Just general favorites. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and you got to know some of the products that I'm using and recommending and loving on a regular basis. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please share with a friend or a skincare lover. Don't forget to leave me a review if you can. It really goes a long way. Again, I'm a small team, so spreading the word about my little show really, really helps me out and helps others to find the show and further their skincare knowledge and education. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to hear what you try out from this list. So please let me know on Instagram at MySDTessa. I love you guys. Happy holidays. Be safe. And I'll talk to you soon.